Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
No smooth operator for Mike. Shocker. But it's Friday.
No guts.
That's Friday. On Friday, okay. He always plays Perreo, so. Yeah. We don't change the rules, not for anybody, not for Mike Wallace.
Mike might get hot now. You don't want to try Mike Wallace.
If it was up to me, though, we'd be playing all Top Gun music today. So, listen, Solana has tight rules when it comes to Friday, so we don't mess with Solana.
I think you're in the minority on this Top Gun excitement.
Totally disagree. Do you know this is going to be Tom Cruise's first $100 million opening weekend movie, they're saying? You know he's never had a movie that opened to a $100 million weekend?
Yeah. And this one,
wild?
This won't either. This won't.
Yeah, it
either.
Will. It will. All right. How much you want to bet? Let's bet. Let now. Now I'm going to get off the schneid. Finally, now I'm getting off the schneid.
Let's
just because
totals.
The Crowder household's not going to see it doesn't mean there's a huge hit. How much on shall we bet?
He's
let's
80
bet.
Years old.
Let's
how much
bet.
Can an 80-year-old do in a plane? He might have
I'm
a heart attack.
I'm not making it up. I'm telling
they
you,
have a double.
I've read what the box office is going to be. I'm ready to bet what our current deficit is in our gambling consortium. Are you willing to bet?
Let's bet five. Not 100.
You want to put five on it?
I got five on it.
All right. Mike Wallace is with us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Mike Wallace covered the Heat for a long time, ESPN, and worked down here for the Herald and Sun Sentinel. And he is now the senior editor, contributor, and analyst for Grind City Media at Grizzlies.com. And Mike is joining us now. Hello, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, Crowder, do not take that bet, man. Do not take that bet. Do you realize how many 52-year-old white men who are reliving their glory
yes.
from the original Top Gun who cannot wait across the world to see this new Top Gun? You're going to lose
big time. I will be there tonight. I will be there tonight. Mike, I bought my tickets a month ago.
Of course, yep.
So they're putting on their cargo pants and their Sperry's, and they're headed out tonight.
Hey, Crowder, man, this is the white man's Black Panther. You know what I'm saying? So you definitely don't want to take.
You're messing with my money, Mike. You're messing with my money. I finally found a way to dig myself out of this gambling hole. You're messing with my money.
I'm messing with your money. I got you.
Mike, Hawk's been talking about this for a month. I'm like, man, it's a plane movie. Get out of here.
Hey, they've been waiting. They've been waiting on this. Hey, listen. They've been waiting on this movie to come out as long as we were waiting on Coming to America 2 to come out. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's been decades. Decades, man. Same dynamic, bro. So, hey, go ahead and lay your money down there at your own peril. I'm telling you.
Never mind, Hawk. Bet right. off. We didn't shake.
Oh, this is Mike Wallace. Yeah. This is Mike Wallace. So do you give the Heat much of a chance tonight, Mike?
It's hard when you can't score. You know what I mean? It just really is. And the thing that Miami never looked one dimensional throughout the season. They always found different layers and different ways to score. And the versatility in their offense was always something that you could rely on. You know, even when guys were injured, they always had other guys to step up. But right now, you know, with who they have available and without Tyler Hero, and then with Jimmy Butler kind of hobbled, it's hard to figure out how they're going to come up with 95 points, you know what I mean, to even give themselves a puncher's chance to stay in this series. So, you know, there's no shame in this, man. Boston, to me, was the best team coming down the stretch in the Eastern Conference from January on. And, you know, when they want to lock in defensively, they just take it to a different level. And, you know, that is a very, very strong team. So I'm not going to say Miami has zero chance. But, Hawk, if you want to lose more money, man, go ahead and lay it on the Heat tonight, too.
I've already lost enough on them this series.
Mike, Bam has to be the guy. We all know Jimmy's hurt. Jimmy went 9 and 6 points in back-to-back games. Like, Jimmy is not Jimmy. He's hurt. He won't admit it.
Yeah.
Kyle Lowry's hurt. Right. Doesn't it have to be Bam? Why can't Bam give us those 30? And this damn Robert Williams, Mike, he is getting me upset. Who's Robert Williams?
Yeah. Robert Williams, though. I mean, and this is the thing. He's a late bloomer, man. Like, he's a guy that he had every bit as much talent coming out of college as Bam Adebayo did, right? And Robert's problem, though, when they drafted him a handful of years ago, was that he didn't have the discipline to make that transition from college. I think he was at Texas A&M. He's from Shreveport, Louisiana. I'm familiar with where he grew up at and the kind of area that he came from. But he was a knucklehead, for the lack of a better term. And, you know, he was missing meetings. He didn't take his professionalism seriously. But Brad Stevens never wanted to cut the guy. Like, Danny Ainge was ready to move on. But Brad Stevens wanted to keep him because he kept seeing something in him that whenever he matured, it was going to click and he was going to be one of the more dominant players in the league. And look at what patience paid off. You know what I mean? Robert Williams is, you know, all defensive type player, and he would have been maybe first team if he didn't get hurt for that extended stretch. So, you know, he's a guy that's definitely changed the trajectory of this defense in Boston, and he's made them great. So when you have him as sort of the tail of the snake and you have, you know, Marcus Smart as the head of the snake, it's hard to get anything done against that Boston defense when they want to lock in on you.
Is Boston we were talking about this yesterday on the show. Is Boston a markedly more talented team than the Heat?
Markedly more, okay. So if let's put it like this. When people ask that kind of question, you know, how I look at it like this. If you had both rosters entirely available, you put it all in one pot and you did a draft, who's right. Your number one pick? I think Jason Tatum is clearly your number one pick. Who's number two? Maybe Jimmy. Who's number three? It's up for debate, right? I mean, Bam versus Jaylen Brown. And you can go either way. But then when you go 4, 5, 6, 7, I think Boston will have the majority of that next set of picks. I don't think that they're head and shoulders more talented when both teams are healthy. But I think that they're younger. I think that they're a little bit more mature in terms of how they play defensively. And I think right now they feel like this season and this series is owed to them because they've been on that trajectory for a while. They've been on the come for a while, and I think they feel like it's their time.
And, Mike, if the Heat win tonight, like, what does that look like? Like, is it one of those nasty games? Is this a 91-88 game? That would be my hope as a Heat fan because, like you said, I don't believe the Heat can get to 100 points right now.
Yeah. No, they're going to have to knock down some. Like, I don't think the Heat can win a 90-80 game again. I mean, that's right in Boston's wheelhouse. They're so comfortable doing that. And then what you want to do is get that game to the fourth quarter. And then whose shot makers do you trust in the fourth quarter right now? I trust Tatum and Brown to be able to knock those shots down. And if Miami's going to win, they need to have a 30-point first quarter. They need to build the lead early, and they need to try to sustain the lead. And I think that's the only way that they can do it. But they got to get Duncan to hit some shots. He can't be hesitant. You know, I mean, look, you're out there to do one thing. That's to catch it and shoot it as soon as it hits your hands, no matter where you are on the floor. You know what I mean? So if you inbound the ball, you better shoot it from 56 feet, if that's what it takes. You know what I'm saying? So, but again, if you're not doing that, then you're a liability. And, you know, Gabe Vincent has gotten as much out of Gabe as you can get from him in this situation. You know, you need other guys to be able to step up, especially if Tyler's not available or if he's limited. You got to be able to knock down threes, man. And Max Strus, those guys, they got to hit threes. And you got to get threes from guys that normally, you know, don't shoot them in volume. You got to have threes go down, and you got to score in the first quarter to give yourself that confidence to take into the second half.
So you're saying Max Strus and Kyle Lowry need to shoot better than 1 of 29 from the field over the course of the last two games?
It's been painful to watch Kyle Lowry, man. And he's one of my favorite guys. You know what I mean? I had a chance to, you know, as he was coming up in his career, I spent a lot of time with him. I talked a lot to his mom. You know, I actually did a story on for Mother's Day with his mom, Ray Allen's mom, Shaquille O'Neal's mom, you know, all talking about their NBA sons. And you know, we've kind of kept in contact since then. But I remember back then when he was with Toronto, remember, the reason why Miami won one of those series against the Raptors was because Kyle Lowry couldn't hit threes. But even back then, and now he's in a Miami Heat uniform and he's struggling to hit threes. He's just struggling physically. And it's hard to watch right now because you know what kind of player he's capable of being. but he just doesn't have it right now. So other guys are definitely going to have to start making some shots. And it sounds simple, guys. It's a make or miss league. But Miami has to, in order for the, they have a far shorter margin for error than Boston does right now. If Miami can't score, they don't even look like they need to be on the floor. And that's a painful thing to see.
Mike Wallace from Grind City Media is with us. They had this debate on First Take this morning. The question was, can Jimmy Butler be the best player on a championship team? And Stephen A. Smith said, essentially, Jimmy Butler can be a key component on a championship team. Tracy McGrady was on the panel this morning. He said Jimmy could be the best player on a championship team, but you have to get another key player. There has to be a 1A, if you will. And Patrick Beverly, who was also on the panel, pretty much said Jimmy failed to, you know, win a championship in Chicago, Minnesota, and Philly, and so no.
I think he can. I'm not going to say that he can't be the best player on a championship team, because as you were saying that and as you were laying out the arguments that were made, the one thing I kept thinking about was Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard was the best player on the Spurs championship team, but they had 1A, B, C. They had some great guys that were after him as well. You know what I mean? And the way that the way that Jimmy Butler plays is not unlike the way that, you know, when you looked at him in his prime, how Kawhi Leonard played. You know what I mean? They kind of play the same kind of way. They do a lot of different things with the ball. You know, they have different strengths, but they both are pretty good, solid two-way players. And if I could say that about Kawhi, and he wasn't, you know, demonstrative, and he didn't do it in a sexy way, I should be able to say it about Jimmy Butler too. But I just think San Antonio during Kawhi's heyday, you know, had a lot better and more experienced supporting cast than Jimmy has right now. But it's been good enough to be the number one seed in the East all year long. He's one step away. Like, he's two games away, basically, from getting to a finals. He got that team to a finals as well. So I think, you know, people have short memory when they talk about it, and I think it's more to dig at Jimmy or to take a slight at Jimmy. But he's a phenomenal player, man. And, you know, sometimes guys can't get over the hump. Charles Barkley was a great player, a great example. He never won a championship. But, you know, is he good enough to be the best player on a great team? Yes, he's been that way. Joel Embiid might be the same situation. So, you know, you see this happen time and time again. Paul George is another example. Really, really good player. Just can't get his team over the hump. Hopefully that's not the case with Jimmy. But, you know, this just might not be his year.
And, Mike, this is a narrative that I talked to Sedano about it yesterday. We talked to, you know, guys down here, Will Manso and Cunho and all the guys, where that Miami Heat culture, that approach to the game, what they're doing this year with the strong defense, transition points, you know, lack of half-court offense, but just running and out-hustling and out-working other people. And that culture is what we love and why we say we have the guts. This time of year, doing that the entire regular season, you just said they won the East. They were number one seed in the East. Like, does that wear on you when you always have to play strong defense and get transition points, and now guys are injured, guys are tired, the backcourt's 1-for-29 because they have no legs? Like, is there anything to my argument? Because as I'm looking at them, bro, they are exhausted.
Yeah. This, when you play the way Miami plays, right, like, they play so heavily on effort, right, and culture and effort and hard working, outworking you. They don't necessarily coast on talent. And I'm not saying that a team like Golden State should be fresher at this point of the season than a team like Miami. But there are 20 nights over the course of a regular season where Golden State can just coast on talent. They know that they're going to win games by hitting shots, and they're not going to have to exude the kind of energy every single possession to scratch and claw out a game. Miami has to win that way. That's the only way that they know how to win, because that's the only way that they've been cultured to sort of play with this kind of roster. So I do think that catches up to you. I'm not saying Boston doesn't play hard or work as hard as Miami. I'm just saying Miami, their best attribute is their effort. And night in and night out, they're at their best when they give great effort. Some teams can win on talent some nights. A guy goes off for 60 or 50. Sometimes you hit 33s. Miami certainly has been capable of doing that once in a while. But for the majority of their season, they play one kind of way, and that's hard every single night, every single possession. And that does catch up to you. The kind of injuries that they're sustaining right now are, you know, they're not guys blowing out knees or anything. They're more, you know, stress and game after game type wear and tear type injuries, and that kind of wears you down. It seems like they're always playing through one stage of an injury or another, And they're a little bit older, too. I mean, some of these guys that have been hurt are up there in terms of mileage that's been put on them. And that does catch up with you. Boston is just a younger, deeper, fresher team right now. And right now their talent is rising to the top, whereas Miami's, Miami's best attribute is kind of wearing them down right now.
Mike Wallace, he's with Grizzlies.com. He knows the Western Conference better than we do. How do the two teams remaining here, Boston and Miami, match up with Golden State, who will be the Western Conference representative?
I mean, I'm not going to stick a fork in Miami just yet, you know what I mean? But they are on the platter right now, right? They're waiting for the carving knife, right? So they got to do something big time in order to turn this thing around. But having said that, you know, Boston and Golden State will be a phenomenal, phenomenal series. It's amazing because a lot of people, like Golden State was the darlings when they made their initial run. And now, you know, there's a lot of backlash against this Golden State team. And they're sort of sympathetic figures right now. They're sort of underdogs. And it's hard to see Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green ever being underdogs. But I think they're going to go into that series against Boston that way. I think Golden State will not be favored if they play Boston. They will be favored if they play Miami. But having said that, that potential Boston-Golden State series, I think, is going to be entertaining. It's going to be the best offense in the league against the best defense in the league. And they match up really, 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 really well. If I had to pick right now, and it's not, again, no disrespect to Miami, if they can come back and win two games, we'll have another discussion. But I think right now, if I had to pick, I would definitely pick right now Boston in six in that series if they matched up.
And, Mike, what is this Warriors team match up against the first? Not when KD got there, those first championship teams. Are they just as good? Because they still got Klay and Draymond, but
they do.
5 or 6 years older. They don't look the same way. They're not playing the same way. Steph didn't go crazy last night, and they still won.
Right, right. And I think some of that, Dallas is not on that level yet. I mean, Dallas played well above their shoulders this season, well above their head. I think to some extent Memphis punched well above his weight class this year too, and Golden State was just there to catch two teams. And then when you look at Denver didn't have Jamal Murray and they didn't have Michael Porter Jr. They didn't have, you know, their best players, two of their best three players. So Golden State's path to where they are now, although I'm not taking anything away from them, they did what they needed to do. This team, I don't think, is anywhere near as strong as they were during the first iteration when those guys were younger and they had an Andre Iguodala in that situation. They had a Harrison Barnes and they were on the come. I think that team was more defensively sound. They had the initial death lineup, and I think they were better at that stage. But all they have to do is be good enough right now. And this team is good enough right now to get themselves back to an NBA Finals. And, you know, I'm going to be pulling for them. Like, I think Boston's going to win the series. But as a rooting interest, I'm going to be rooting for Golden State because I want to see these guys get over the hump one more time just because of what Klay had to go through for 2 years being out, not knowing if he was going to ever get back to this stage again. They play the right way. I think they're coached the right way. And, you know, it's certainly an entertaining team to watch when things are going well for them. So I think they're good, but I don't think this will probably be the weakest Golden State Warriors championship team that they've had in the last eight or the eight of them that got to the finals.
Mike Wallace, Grind City Media. Mike, as Maverick says, I feel the need for speed.
Doesn't make any sense.
There's no question there. I wanted to see the. I know you've seen Top Gun, Mike. You've seen it.
You know what? I have not seen it, man. I have not seen it from start to finish. I think
what?
I've seen 10 minutes of it. But I did have the Top Gun video game on Nintendo when it first came out. I had Top Gun on video.
I can't believe you've never seen the movie. This is crazy talk. Are you going to see the new Jurassic Park movie?
I am. I am going to take the kids and the family. We're going to go see that one for sure on June 10th when that one comes out. So, yeah, we're Jurassic Parked in, and we're also Despicable Me in, too. We're on the Minions, too. So we're going to get both of those knocked out.
Yeah. Told you how.
I'll tell you what. Jurassic Park and Despicable Me, both those movies, after the first one, they just keep getting worse and worse and worse. I'm going to see the new Jurassic Park, too.
Jurassic Park does better numbers than Top Gun.
Oh, probably. That's fair. That's a good
Jurassic
bet.
Park's
that's
had like
bet.
Nine movies. Top Gun had.
Yeah.
Top Gun. Oh, you're saying the new Jurassic Park does better than Top Gun?
We'll do better numbers than Top Gun. The new Jurassic Park will do better numbers than your $100 million Top Gun.
You're saying
that's a fair
for
bet.
The.
That's a fair bet.
Well, for the entirety of the release or opening weekend? Because I'll beat you on opening weekend because this is a holiday weekend. So I'll take the bet.
Nope.
I'll take it. I got a 4-day weekend.
I'll go Jurassic Park over that, man. Hey. Planes and who wants to see a plane?
I'll hustle you. I'm hustling you right now if you want to make the bet. I'm hustling you if you want to make the bet, but I'll make it.
I'll give you an extra day, Top Gun.
Ooh, all right, tough, man. Okay. And you're giving him Memorial Day?
Don't talk him out of it, Mike.
Don't
talk him out of it.
Come on, Mike. Mike, I'm going to give you a call later, man. I'll wait.
Mike Wallace from Grind City Media. Thanks, Mike.
All right, guys. Take care. Have a good weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.